the helper in me. Christ the helper in me. So let's have a look at John 14 and verse 15. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's not a threat. That's a promise. I received that as a threat years ago. If you love me, you'll jolly well line up and I'll like to see something from it. No, 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 no. If you're in love with him, if you think Jesus is just utterly wonderful and you're in love with him, you'll keep what he wants you to do. Praise God. That's how it works. Amen. So if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Verse 16, I'll pray the Father and he will give you another helper. We're looking at help here this morning. Another helper that he may abide with you forever. Now, the word another there means another exactly the same as. That's what the word means there. I'm going to send you one, another exactly the same as myself. Now, did Jesus help anyone when he was on the earth? I mean, just call out a few things he helped in. Healing. Showed love, that's right. Miracles. Acceptance. Raising people up. I mean, he was just helping the whole time, is that right? He helped in everything. If a business was going down the drain, Jesus helped. He says, out you go again, put the net down the other side. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, there's nothing he didn't help with. Wonderful. He helped with lifting heavy burdens off us. He helped with wise answers. Wise answers. He said, don't get in the rat race. No, don't go chasing after what everyone else is chasing after in the rat race. No, you seek me first, and I'll add everything to you that they're all chasing after trying to get. I'll see everything comes to you that you need. You see, he helped the whole time. He said, there's another one coming exactly the same as me. Praise God. And this helper, young people, will never leave. The helper we're going to see now, never, never leave. Praise God. A helper that will never leave. Wonderful. Who will abide with you, live with you forever. Now let's look at verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Now, who's the truth? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, the Spirit of truth is coming to you. My Spirit, in other words. What we're going to see here is the Holy Spirit and Christ totally interchanged in this passage of Scripture because they're one. Glory to God. They're totally one. It's the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of truth. Praise God. So we could rightly say the Holy Spirit of Christ, or we could rightly say the Holy Spirit of the Father, and we'd be absolutely right because none comes without the other. Somebody, when we were being taught years ago, he said, divine persons are never absent. Divine persons are never absent. They're always present at all times, everywhere. Praise God. We're stepping into mystery in a sense. So the Spirit of truth. Now, truth means everything laid bare for you to clearly see. Truth is the opposite of a lie. Anyone ever lie to somebody? I've lied to people. If you lie to somebody, you're hiding something from them. Is that right? But the truth hides nothing. The truth lays everything completely open for full vision of it. which is wonderful, because this Spirit of Truth, we're going to see this Holy Spirit of Truth in us. We're going to see the wonder of this. So everything laid clear for us to see. You're going to see clearly as you live with Him. You see, people can hide things from you. But if you're staying close to the Lord and you've got the Holy Spirit in you and you're in relationship with Him, you will see through the outside to what's on the inside. You see, I've got a thing here. Don't make any moves in life without checking out with the Helper, the Holy Spirit, on the inside. Don't make any move in life. You're thinking of leaving one business to go and work for another one. You need to check out. Is the one you're going to collapse? Is the one you're going to make you redundant in a couple of months' time? He sees and knows everything. He sees the end from the beginning. And so we check, it's really wise to check everything out with Him. I mean, some years ago when I was looking to get going in the ministry and things like that, there were two Bible weeks on, one in the north of England, one in the south. I said, Lord, which one to go to? And He said, go to the one in the south. No booming voice, no lightning, no, just an impression on the inside. Go to the one in the south. Well, it opened up a tremendous whole opportunity of blessing that I'm still living in. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, it's worth checking the whole deal out with Him before we could go with anything, because people can hide things, but you can't hide them from Him. And He'll show you. He'll say, no, don't go with them. Don't go with that. Hang on. Stay where you are. You see, He knows everything. So the Helper, the Holy Spirit, were wonderful. Praise God. Remember, the Pharisees look wonderful. I mean, the Pharisees looked absolutely wonderful. Beautiful robes. They were out praying twice a day. They were giving offerings in that were just out of this world. They were fasting all during the week. Jesus has a look rotten through and through. You look lovely on the outside, but rotten with every wickedness on the inside. You see, he misses nothing. This is what we're going to find out. Our helper. Praise God. So, still in verse 17, Jesus is speaking to His disciples when He says, you know Him, for He dwells with you. He's speaking of Himself. He says, I'm right here in front of you. He says, you know Him, for He dwells with you, and He will be in you. Me here dwelling with you. You see, Jesus said, when you see Me, you've seen the Father. We can rightly say from this scripture, when you see Me, you've seen the Holy Spirit. They don't work independently of each other. Can you see it? Wonderful. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Jesus saying in these scriptures, the Holy Spirit's coming to you, and then He says, I'm coming to you, because they're one and the same. Praise God. Distinct persons, but one and the same. Absolutely wonderful. So, He will be in you. This one who sees everything. This one who knows everything. This one who's got all the wisdom, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in you. To help. So as we don't go some wrong roads in life, to help us. Praise God. And verse 18, I will not leave you. You see, he's speaking about himself now. I will not leave you orphans. You see, it goes from the Holy Spirit to Christ, the Holy Spirit to Christ. I will not leave you orphans. Can any of you young people tell me what an orphan is? Yes, very good. A person who hasn't got a mum and dad. In other words, somebody is left with nobody to care for them, nobody to love them, nobody to feed them, nobody to give them shelter, no one to protect them. Jesus says, I won't leave you like that. Oh, no, no, I won't leave you like that. I love you. I'll care for you. I'll look after you. I'll take you into my household. I'll adopt you. You'll be mine. I won't leave you orphans. Praise God. I will come to you. Praise God. He's declaring himself, Jesus, totally one with the Holy Spirit. And he and the Holy Spirit will be in you to help. The Holy Spirit living in you as helper. Helper. I see, what do you young people need some help with? You know, there can be all kinds of things. When I was a youngster, I was afraid of people. So when my parents had friends come to visit, myself and my sister had to go down and present ourselves to them before we went to bed. And we'd both be standing out the door. You go in first. No, 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 you go in first. And we were terrified. We were afraid of people. We needed help. I didn't know Jesus in the way that I know him now. But no matter what it is that you need help with, or studies, or you're bullied by somebody, you say, Lord Jesus, you help me here. See, he's your helper in you. And he won't leave you, young people, or any of us, praise God, without the help that we need. It's wonderful. Now, let's think a little further whom we have living inside us. We've got the helper, also called the comforter. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 3, the God of all comfort. Wow. The God of all comfort, who comforts us in an occasional one of our troubles. No. No, no. Who comforts us in all our troubles. All our troubles, the comfort's available. Praise God. In all our troubles, you have to go to him for the comfort. Was this with the prophetic word that was coming through this morning? You have to go to him. You have to say, Lord, I'm going to sit here and receive your comfort. You're right in the middle of stuff going on. You have to sit there and say, Lord, I need some comfort here in the middle of this. And the God of all comfort, the one who will never leave and never forsake, and the one who lives in you, will comfort you from the inside. That's everything getting settled. Everything getting settled. Wonderful, wonderful. You have to go to him. Anyone ever been in trouble? Yeah, a few of us have been in a spot of bother here and there. Is it wonderful if you go to somebody and you're able to share with them, you're able to tell them what you're going through, and they're able to listen to you and encourage you and strengthen you? Is that a huge help? I mean, see, you go out able. Don't you? You go out able then for what the thing is. Well, what about the God of all comfort? The God of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles. It goes on to say so that you can overflow and comfort others who are in trouble themselves. Praise God. Everything is for overflow. We heard about that this morning. Praise God. Let's go to Romans 8 and verse 26. The helper living in you. The Holy Spirit, Christ's Spirit living in you, the helper, wonderful, the helper, praise God. You're not left alone for anything. Romans 8 and verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, this is not tongues, by the way, just a little note, because you can utter tongues. No, this is the Holy Spirit communicating with the Father in something that goes way beyond language. Can you see it here? So let's have a little look. Help in our weaknesses from the inside. The help from the inside. See, what areas do you find yourself weak in? I find yourself weak in relationships. There are some people, wherever they go, trouble seems to follow them with people around them. Well, there's trouble going on in relationships there, aren't there? So help, Lord, what am I missing? that's causing bad relationships to be around me. The Helper will come. The Holy Spirit will take you to places in the Word and show you things that will help. I mean, there's more written about relationships in the Bible. My goodness, it's wonderful. It's absolutely Jesus, the ultimate in relationships. We can see him there. What are you weak in? Weak in disciplines? You see, to stay steadily doing what you know is the right thing to do, that's going to take some help from inside. Is that right? And so, ordinary disciplines to do with finance, disciplines to do, it doesn't matter what it is, with prayer, with study, whatever. You and I need help. We need help here in that we need help to keep things in good order. A friend of mine used to say, he said when he was driving along in his car and he found it full of sweet papers and some sweets stuck to his shoes, he thought, right, time for a bit of order to be put on this. And so the Lord loves order. He loves everything in its place, everything in a good order, everything organized, planned properly. He loves that. He's a God of order. And so we need some help. I need some help. Anyone need some help? We're disciplines. Praise God. Glory to God. So he helps us in our weaknesses. So whatever area you feel weak, you say, Holy Spirit, help. Show me what scriptures to read. Show me how my attitude needs to change. Show me how I could have a different approach. Show me some people who are good in relationships and I can have a look to what they do and then I'll copy them. Would that be wise? Glory to God. Now, the scripture was still in 26. The Spirit himself makes intercession. The Spirit himself makes intercession for the saints, that is. And this is wonderful. Because it means someone who speaks to the Father on your behalf. Now it says in verse 27 that he always prays according to the will of God. So you've got somebody, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ on the inside to help. He is making continual intercession before the Father on your behalf. Glory to God. I mean, if nobody else prayed for you, you have the Holy Spirit himself continually interceding before the Father, making perfect prayer to the Father. Now, anyone who's called to intercession and to praying for people, like we heard at the beginning of the meeting, their prayer is only effective if they're joined to what the Holy Spirit is praying to the Father. So, see, we can pray some stuff, and the Holy Spirit says, no, Father, no, this is it. He'll represent. I heard one chap said, I'm going to go to, I've forgotten what nation, he was going to go out as a missionary there, and he was bursting to go and everything else, and he was praying all this to the Father. And he found out, the Holy Spirit said to him later on that he prayed, Father, he'd hate it. He'd hate that. Just ignore that prayer. We'll get him sorted out. And the chap got sorted out into what he was supposed to be in. Praise God. We can pray some cracked things, brothers and sisters. Way off of the course, what we think needs to be prayed for somebody. So praise God, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Christ Jesus. You're praying the right thing, the real thing. And if you stay close to the Holy Spirit, you end up knowing what he's praying for you, and you're able to line up and join with that, and it brings life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's coming to you to live with you forever. And he says, I'll come to you, and I'm with you always. The Father and I will make our home with you, and we'll all be in you. To help. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Praise God. Now, here's some other things. He's in you to strengthen you. To strengthen. You see, we've got weaknesses. He comes to strengthen us up in our resolve. He's intercessor. He's encourager. He's encourager. A person discouraged can't do anything. No, if you're sat there discouraged, you can't do a thing. But when you're encouraged, you can tackle anything. And so the wonderful Holy Spirit, the wonderful Spirit of Christ in us to encourage us. Now, we're going to finish up by looking into some verses in Psalm 46. And then we'll break bread. And we'll rejoice with who's in us, Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, and we can seek His help in the breaking of bread. And that'd be absolutely wonderful. Now, this is all stated in Psalm 46, and most wonderfully, verse 1: God is our refuge. That's the place you live in, and that's the place you run to for safety and stay in there. A refuge. God is our refuge and strength. He's, young people, if you're in any danger at any time, you say, Lord, you help me. Lord, you're my refuge, you're my strength, you help me, He'll keep you safe. It goes on to say, a very present help in a time of trouble. A very present help. It says, an abundantly available help. Help is abundantly available to you and to me at all times. Wonderful. An abundantly available help. So, develop the relationship with the Lord Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with the Father who's in you. Develop the relationship when things are going smoothly, so that when some rocky seas comes, you're there in the relationship. You see, the rocky seas just shows up what the relationship's like. If the rocky seas throw you all over the place, you think, right, well, it's back to having a look at the relationship again. Because let's look on in the verse here. Keep building the relationship with Him. Keep building the relationship with Him. And then when challenges come, you'll be well able. Oh, you'll be well able. Praise God, you'll have built resources in Him that can't be taken from you. It's wonderful. Look at verse 2. Therefore, we will not fear. Now, here's picture language coming up. Even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, that's talking about a right load of turmoil. Is that right? It's picture language here. We will not fear, even if there's a tremendous turmoil going on. And verse 4, we're looking at, on into the verse there. The tabernacle of the Most High. Well, what is the tabernacle of the Most High now? Us. Because the Most High is living on the inside of us. We're the tent now. We're the tent that they used to have to drag all through the desert. Now the Lord's made it very wonderfully simple for us. We're the tent, and He comes and He lives inside us. So the tabernacle of the Most High, in other words, the place where the Most High lives, which is in you, praise God. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her. God is in the midst of her. God is in the very center of your being. God is in the midst of her, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Glory to God. I mean, it's talking about some turmoil here, saying, no, won't be moved. Won't be moved. You're going to see the steadiness in the one who sticks close to Him. Because He's steady, the one who sticks in relation to Him also holds a steady course. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Praise God. I mean, this is the constantly, fully available help is there. It goes on to say in verse 5, God shall help her. Last verse we look at is in verse 10. Boy, we need to know this one. Be still and know that I am God. You see, what do we do when the panic's on? rushing round like headless chickens, banging into this wall and that wall and the other wall, where the Lord says, be, this is in the context of turmoil. This is in the context of being held steady. He says, be still and know that I am God. You settle yourself down quietly. The helper on the inside steadies you, settles you, gives you wisdom, shows you what to do next, what step to take next. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's simple. It's just you get a sense. A sense to go and do that. A sense to go and phone somebody. Praise God. Coming from Him. It will keep you out of panic, fear, and hasty decisions. Making decisions too quickly. Praise you, Jesus. Be still and know that I am God. He's wonderful. A friend of mine was telling me he was putting together one of these laminated floorings, and the things click together. It's one of these click and fit. And no matter what he did, it was all going off skew and everything. And he was trying to correct around and nothing but sorted out. I said to him, stop. Sit down. Settle yourself in the Lord's presence. Don't rush. Then go back to it. Well, he said the whole thing. He got the answer of why he was out and it was all back in no time. He could have been flogging on for hours, cutting, chipping bits off the side of different things and hacking bits out the wall, taking the skirting board off and putting it back on again. No, just stop. If it's all going wrong, you stop. You stop. If you're going along the motorway and you had the misfortune to veer off and down a bank and into a field, it would be wise to stop. You see, many continue. Doors are falling off. The exhaust is ripped off from the underneath. Part of the gearbox is hanging down and we're still going. Be still and know that I am God. He's well able for click and fit floors. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, the helper's in you. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Praise God. Well, John's going to take us now in the breaking of bread and just get in touch with this wonderful. I mean, if you're in one of these situations, you find, Lord, I've been running around and there's no answers. Here's a wonderful opportunity to just stop and get the answer from Him and just get in touch with the ever-present helper on the inside. You'll never be helpless. No, you'll never be helpless by God's grace.